Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
He's been playing fairly well as of late. That's D'Angelo Russell, D'Lo. Tonight, the Wolves are at Denver, 7:30. You can listen right here on WCCR Radio. If you want to listen to the State of the Union tonight, you can go to the Odyssey app and listen to it on WCCO2. The Wild lost to Arizona. Ooh, it wasn't a good one there. First game out of the gate after the All-Star break, they lost 3-2. In front of a crowd of like a little over 5,000 because, you know, they're playing at that arena, Mullet Arena. We love the name, where Arizona State plays. It's a temporary home of the Coyotes right now. So Wild lost 3-2. They have to regroup. Dean Evason talked about after the game his concern about the penalties really making a difference right off the bat, that they can't play their game when they're down a player. So certainly was the case last night, and that we'll see if they can regroup with that. But again, they lost 3-2. Brian Flores becomes the Vikings' new defensive coordinator. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Henry Lake. So what do you think of this choice? Is he going to be the savior and save our defense?
I love the move. Brian Flores is a phenomenal defensive mind, and he was really good with the Miami Dolphins as a head coaching candidate for the Arizona Cardinals before he took the defensive coordinator position. But I think this is one of the better moves that the Minnesota Vikings have made the last couple of years. And to get a guy of his caliber is a little bit surprising to me at this particular juncture. Or maybe it's just the point of, because I know he had the lawsuit that's still ongoing with the NFL about what took place down with the Miami Dolphins. So with that not being settled, not being over, maybe that kind of played a part into what happened in Arizona. Hopefully not, you would think, right? If you're going to have them get an opportunity to get an interview for the head coaching job, why would that be a part of it? But nonetheless, I love it. I think it's a good hire, and I think he should be a coach that will elevate some of the defensive players that the Minnesota Vikings already have. But the issue is always going to come down to talent, though. Like, you need talented players. You can't just walk in here, wave a magic wand of Vanita, and think that all is going to be right in the world just because of Brian Flores.
Well, do you think he'll and the team will target defensive players in free agency through the draft?
Yes, yes, yes. He needs to be a part of all those conversations because he's going to be the one that's directing and making all the calls on defense. What type of defense does he want to install? What type of defense do they want to play? Those are all decisions that Brian Flores needs to make. And clearly, when we talk about free agency and who they should bring back, the players that they should be looking at to get in free agency or in the NFL draft, even though they don't have a bunch of draft picks, he should be a part of all of those conversations. And the very first thing that I would do with Brian Flores is I would go to him and say, hey, which players do you love on this defense already? And let him allow him to have a little bit of say in how this defense should be shaped and molded. Now, it's not to say that he goes in and he says, well, I want this guy and this guy and this guy, because clearly we've got salary cap issues that we have to deal with and we have to work through. But I would definitely pick his brain and see what he likes about our defense already.
Okay, history could be made in L.A. tonight. LeBron could break the all-time NBA scoring record. Okay, let's see what your guess is. Two-point shot, three-point shot, free throw? What do you think it's going to be?
I am going to go with – that's a good question. Great question, actually. I am going to go with he attacks the lane and gets a layup.
Okay, simple, straightforward.
An aggressive drive to the hole, he gets a layup, yep.
Okay. Are you
if not that, he gets a fadeaway jumper.
Okay. And a lot of people are betting on this, you know. there's always gambling involved.
You got a prop bet on this?
No, I don't. I love it. I love it. If you've got something like this, there's always someone putting money down on it. Are you a LeBron guy or a Michael Jordan guy?
I've always said that Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time. I've you know, that's the era that I was raised in, Michael Jordan, you know, being the GOAT. But I have to see that, LeBron's doing things that just we haven't seen before. The level of play right now at what, age 38, it's just remarkable. So I'm definitely a LeBron guy. I've been a fan of his from day one. So I have to say LeBron James.
And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar will be in the stands right there watching. And hopefully, I think everyone's hoping LeBron's going to do this at home.
Yeah, and I think that now, you always want to see a guy get an opportunity to break records in front of the home crowd, but do the next couple of games they have are in L.A.? Is that the deal? Because I'm not sure what this
I think so. I think you're right. I think at least Thursday nights is, yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good. Well, we'll be listening tonight, Henry, at 6 o'clock. You'll be taking it to the pregame at 7:30 at Denver.
That is correct. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us. Henry Lake, it is 7:45 on this Tuesday morning. You about to head out into traffic? Did you know that you're spending a lot of time in traffic, especially if you live quite a ways out from where you work? Increased traffic levels in the Twin Cities. People are losing time, hours of their life. We're going to talk about that and talk to the director at the Center for Transportation Studies at the U of M.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.